Welcome in to today's reading. In today's reading, you'll read 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 1 through 27. In 1 Kings chapter 1 and 2, we read about the reign of Solomon. Solomon was the son of David and Bathsheba. Interestingly, Solomon was not in line to inherit the throne, but David chose him and God approved him to be David's successor. Adonijah, David's fourth son, was the heir expectant to the throne. Adonijah plotted to seize the throne of David, but Nathan the prophet prevented his plot. After assuming the throne, Solomon was gracious to Adonijah, but Adonijah persisted in his efforts to steal the throne and eventually led to his death.
First Kings 1. Now King David was old and advanced in years, and although they covered him with clothes, he could not get warm. Therefore his servant said to him,
"Let a young woman be sought for my lord the king, and let her wait on the king and be in his service. Let her lie in your arms, that my lord the king may be warm."
So they sought for a beautiful young woman throughout all the territory of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The young woman was very beautiful, and she was of service to the king and attended to him, but the king knew her not. Now Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying,
"I will be king."
And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. His father had never at any time displeased him by asking,
"Why have you done thus and so?"
He was also a very handsome man, and he was born next after Absalom. He conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they followed Adonijah and helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei and Rei, and David's mighty men were not with Adonijah. Adonijah sacrificed sheep, oxen, and fattened cattle by the serpent's stone, which is beside Enrogel, and he invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the royal officials of Judah. But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, or Benaiah, or the mighty men, or Solomon his brother. Then Nathan said to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon,
"Have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, has become king, and David, our lord, does not know it? Now therefore come, let me give you advice, that you may save your own life and the life of your son, Solomon. Go in at once to King David, and say to him, 'Did you not, my lord the king, swear to your servant, saying, Solomon, your son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne?' Why, then, is Adonijah king? Then, while you are still speaking with the king, I also will come in after you and confirm your words."
So Bathsheba went to the king in his chamber. Now the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was attending to the king. Bathsheba bowed and paid homage to the king, and the king said,
"What do you desire?"
She said to him,
"My lord, you swore to your servant by the Lord your God, saying, 'Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne.' And now, behold, Adonijah is king, although you, my lord the king, do not know it. He has sacrificed oxen, fattened cattle, and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the sons of the king, Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army. But Solomon, your servant, he is not invited. And now, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are on you, to tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it will come to pass, when my lord the king sleeps with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon will be counted offenders."
While she was still speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet came in. And they told the king,
"Here is Nathan the prophet."
And when he came in before the king, he bowed before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said,
"My lord, the king, have you said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? For he has gone down this day, and has sacrificed oxen, fattened cattle and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the king's sons, the commanders of the army, and Abiathar the priest. And behold, they are eating and drinking before him, and saying, Long live King Adonijah! But me, your servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon he has not invited. Has this thing been brought about by my lord the king, and you have not told your servants who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?
Thank you for tuning in to today's reading. As you reflect back on the reading today, what does the reading today tell you about God? How do you see God in the reading today? God bless you.